AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The numbers are in from the Labor Department.
Inflation is up. It's up.
Inflation rose at the highest level in 40 years. President Biden spoke outside Washington, D.C. about efforts to lower prescription prices.
I know food prices are up and we're working to bring them down. As I said, I grew up in a family where the price at the pump went up, you felt it. And I understand. But these things are necessities. We're working to bring down prices where they're not totally what families, in fact, have to pay now.
Republicans have been quick to respond to the inflation report. This is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's like this. Democratic policies have created an inflation riptide that is forcing families and small businesses to swim as fast as they possibly can just to avoid getting sucked out to sea.
Because of a blockade by truckers in Canada, Ford, General Motors, and other car makers have shut down plants or reduced production on both sides of the U.S. border. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
Truckers in the Detroit area trying to get to Canada but avoid the blockade have to drive 70 miles north to Port Huron, Michigan, and cross another bridge where the delay is running at about 4.5 hours. Ford Motor Company says it hopes this is resolved soon, saying it hurts customers, auto workers, suppliers, and others on both sides of the border.
Authorities are bracing for similar blockades in the U.S., possibly disrupting Sunday's Super Bowl in Los Angeles. Congress gave final approval to legislation that bars employment contracts from forcing people to settle sexual assault or harassment cases through arbitration rather than in court. The governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, says the state will no longer require people to wear masks in public places, effective immediately, and schools can set their own policies. Stocks are deep in negative territory on Wall Street. This is AP News. An Ohio man could face legal trouble for allegedly phoning in a bomb threat to Canada's capital.
The Putnam County Sheriff's Office in Ohio says a 20-year-old from Akron, angry over Canada's mask mandates, phoned in a bomb threat to Ottawa in hopes police would waste their time chasing it. The man apparently thought he was calling police in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, where truckers have paralyzed downtown streets for almost 2 weeks, protesting coronavirus vaccine and mask mandates. However, Ottawa is also the name of a village in Ohio, the seat of Putnam County. That got sorted out when he called back, this time claiming to have been shot. The sheriff's office says the man admitted there was no bomb. Prosecutors are now looking at filing charges. I'm Ben Thomas.
Fordham University, a Catholic institution in New York, has named its new president, Tanya Tetlow. She is the first woman and first layperson to lead the school in its 181-year history. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.